Jordan Smith here on radio.dominican.edu, getting ready for this women's soccer broadcast out here in the not-so-beautiful John F. Kennelly Field today. A bit of rain and clouds today. Not used to what we're seeing in San Rafael, California. It has probably been the most gloomy day in the entire year. It has been nothing but blue skies lately. However, it's going to be an interesting game on this wet turf today, and we will get right into your starting lineups today. Starting at keeper for Dixie State, sophomore Stacy Gubler. Senior Danica Pickett, number four, starting from Las Vegas, Nevada. Number five, Kimberly Thurman, the junior from Sandy, Utah. Number seven, Arika Anderson, the junior from Bountiful, Utah. Number nine, Megan Marchbanks, the sophomore from Springville, Utah. Number 10, Jennifer Mason, the junior from Springville, Utah. Number 12, Ashley Wade, the junior from St. George, Utah. Number 13, Abby Jamison, the sophomore from Tyler, Texas. Number 15, Emily Fox, the junior from Lehigh, Utah. Number 17, Mendy Beckstrom, the junior from Nibley, Utah. And number 18, Kaiza Goodman, the sophomore from Springville, Utah. That is your starting lineup for the Dixie State Red Storm, coming in all the way from Utah to play this game. I think they were expecting a bit different California weather when they arrived, too.
Boys and girls, at this
now,
time,
for the starting lineup, excuse me, we'll actually take a quick break before the starting lineup for our national anthem.
The national anthem.
Dixie State is starting this game at 1-1 in conference and 1-3-1 in their overall games. Now for the starting lineup for your Lady Penguins. As always, starting at keeper, number zero, Megs Herring, the senior from Santa Rosa. Number three, Lauren Golnick, sophomore from Meadow Vista. Number five, McKenna Kimball, the junior from Salt Lake City. Seeing maybe a few of her friends from Utah over here. Number six, Carrie Fryer, the senior from Windsor, California. Number 10, Jessica Ramirez, the junior from South San Francisco. Number 11, Kendra Korsberg, junior from Santa Rosa. Number 12, Megan Hansen, the junior from Rockland, California. Number 14, Jessica Hinskin, getting her start, the freshman from Loomis, California. Number 15, Catherine Ripple, senior defender from Santa Rosa, California. Stephanie Powick, the freshman, number 26 from Tracy, California. And in the middle will be Caitlin Baptista, number 27, senior from Galt, California. Both teams huddle up, get ready for this game. It's going to be an exciting, exciting game. Now, I did say Dixie State is 1-1 in their conference so far, I believe. They did beat NDNU in their two games ago and then lost in their previous game. Dominican will be looking to come back from another somewhat heartbreak that their overtime games are just continuous, and they cannot put that ball in the goal in the overtime period. Last game, tying 1-1. Stephanie Powick had the goal, actually her first goal of her career, but it will be a different day, a different setting. Lady Penguins getting another game at home, which is a very, very good thing for them because with their fitness, they love to play on this fast turf. And we will see how the rain affects the turf today, too. It'll be very different. It might skip the ball a little bit more. However, it might also slow the ball down. We shall see, and we shall see right now because the ball is off. Dixie State starts with the ball. They have it in the middle. Goodman looking forward. Tries to play the through ball, but Ripple snuffs it out. Ripple's clearance is off of Goodman. It will be her own throw-in on the right side. It'll be Golnick and Ramirez starting up top right now for the Penguins. Throw-in on the right side for Ripple. Ramirez with the flick. It gets into Golnick. Golnick tries to play it, but it's right off of Baptista's back. Now Golnick looks backwards. Plays all the way to Powick on the left side. Good trap by Powick. She looks middle. Plays in the middle. It's a good ball to Ramirez. She's on the chase. She might get a touch. It's cleared out by the defender, Mindy Beckstrom. Good chase by Beckstrom. Ramirez on the pressure, though, right away, as we are so often to see. Now Powick on the left. Looking line. Plays it with her left foot. It gets to Ramirez. Ramirez with her left foot into the middle. Doesn't get to Golnick, though. And here comes Goodman. Looking left. Finds her defender, Beckstrom. Beckstrom looking line on the left side. Tries to play line. Hansen's right there, though. Hansen clears it right back up to Kimball. Kimball working hard to Baptista. Baptista can only play it out of bounds, though. Just a minute and a half into this game. It looks like Dominican has come out with a mindset. They are really attacking in this first minute and a half. The pressure is there. But here is Goodman in the middle. Looking left now. Plays backwards to Mason. Mason tries to play in the middle, but it's cleared out by Hansen. Now to Beckstrom. Beckstrom over the top. Not by Kimball, though. Kimball has the ball. Looking forward to Golnick. Golnick looking to time her run. It's a good ball, but Golnick wasn't turned around, and it gets all the way to the goalie. Ripple heads the kick out of bounds. Headers are going to be very, very tough with that wet ball today. It really squirts off your head in an unexpected manner. And the unpredictability of today's game will be a common, common theme. Gets all the way back to Carrie Fryer, but it was out on Dixie State, I believe. Yes. Ripple's throw in from the right side. Excuse me. Referee making sure to keep this game tight. Definitely talking to all of the girls out there a lot already. Into Golnick. Golnick tries to get the flick to Hinskin. Can't. She now dribbles middle. Tries to get into Hinskin now on the right. Hinskin's chasing. Beckstrom's back. And Hinskin cannot prevent it from going out of bounds. Ashley Wade came over and had to get support. Beckstrom's throw in from Dixie State's left side. The throw in looked like it went in and out, actually, so that will be a Dominican throw now for Ripple. Another Ripple throw in goes right off the defender, Goodman. 3 minutes into this game. A bit of a different defensive lineup. Penguins stacking the back. They have their usual Ripple, Powick, Hansen, and Korsberg back there. However, Fryer hanging back in the middle now. Usually she plays a little bit more attacking-wise, but they have three defenders hanging back with Dixie State's two forwards. It'll be a goal kick after the throw-ins get all the way down the line a little bit too far. However, Powick and Ripple on the outsides and Fryer in her middle position, however, basically just playing 20 yards backwards of what she usually plays. Tara Koleski, the coach for Dominican, possibly worried about the Dixie State speed. Fryer is known to put a body on a speedy player from time to time. Goal kick is in. Flicked out by Ramirez. Still Dixie State's ball, though. And they kick it out of bounds. It'll be Powick's throw from the left side. Tries to get to Ramirez. It goes over Ramirez, but off of Dixie State. Powick's throw again. Rain really picking up now. Powick down the line. It gets into Golnick, but it is off of Golnick for the throw-in for Dixie State. It's a deep throw. Baptista working. It gets by Baptista. They play it into the middle to their target, Mason. Mason still dribbling. Dribbles a bit too much, and Ripple steals it, but it does get into their forward, Thurman. Thurman tries to play it. She plays it over to the right, but it's stolen by Powick. Into Anderson. Anderson tries to play the through ball by Megan Hansen, but Megan Hansen says none of that and will be cleared out with her left foot out of bounds. Dixie State's throw in from their right side, Abby Jamison's throw. She goes down the line with it, but there's really no Red Storm players over there. Cleared out by Fryer to Ramirez, to Golnick. Golnick has to keep it. She cannot. And here comes the Red Storm down the middle of the field. They look to have a shot. They play it to the left side of the box. Now to the right. It's a very good opportunity for the Red Storm off the crossbar. Still in the field of play. And Megan Hansen finally clears it out. Excellent opportunity from the Red Storm there. Good passing. Megs Herring had to come out off the crossbar from the shot, though. Hansen will have the header clear now. Red Storm still has it. Into the middle. They look forward with Anderson. Anderson gets it stolen by Korsberg, though. And here comes Golnick. Has Ramirez down the line. Hinskin in the middle. Who does she play? She plays Hinskin over the top. But too far over the top. The defenders all got back waiting for that through ball. So the Red Storm starting off this game with an excellent opportunity on goal. To Golnick. Back to the keeper, Gubler. 38 minutes left in this half. The throw is to the left side. Bäckström looks up. She looks down the line. Plays it over the top down the line, but not past Ripple. Ripple to Korsberg. Korsberg with her own clear. In comes Golnick. It doesn't get over the top, though. Golnick would have had it if that ball got over the defender. Powick with a hard tackle on Jamison. Jamison keeps it, though. She plays it in the middle to Anderson. Anderson back out to Jamison now. Jamison looking middle. Good run by Goodman. Back to Jamison. Into Goodman. Good 1-2 play so far from Dixie State. Good tackle by Baptista. She really basically did the splits for that tackle. But now Hinskin. Hinskin gets her defender to slide. She's playing on the right now to Ripple. Ripple tries to play over the top to Golnick. Golnick, a good flick of the head to Ramirez, but Ramirez can't get it. Now Kimball. Kimball, not a good first touch with her thigh, though. Has to chase now. Kimball steals it in the box. The shot from Golnick. It's over the top. Ramirez with the head. It's offsides. Offsides from Ramirez. Golnick with the shot on her left foot from the left side of the box. Off of the defender's back, it went high in the air, and Ramirez was actually able to get it before Gubler could, even with her hands, Ramirez really got up there. However, got a bit too eager and was offsides. Excellent opportunity from the Penguins. That is what Koleski likes to see early in this game. Aggression by Hansen and Kimball so far defensively. Good slide by Kimball. Playing very well so far today. Headed out by Korsberg. Baptista has to work now. It comes into Golnick. Golnick has Ramirez line. She plays her. Down the left sideline. Ramirez has a defender on her. She'll go at Emily Fox. Down the left. It's a good cross all the way through to no one. Now Kimball has to work. McKenna Kimball looks like she will keep the ball. It'll be a thrown all the way from the right side now for the Penguins. It was a very, very good cross across the face of the goal from Ramirez. So far playing very, very well in these first 9 minutes. Now Golnick in the corner. Going at her defender. Looks for the Meg. Tries to play it off her defender. Instead gets the cross on the ground. It will be cleared out by Dixie State. Now Dixie State has it. Goodman looks to go at it. She tries to play line into Thurman, but Thurman is snuffed out by Ripple. Ripple playing good defense so far in this game. Have to tie her shoe, though, even 10 minutes into this game. That is the cause of this rain, just the little things you don't really think about. Now Ramirez on the right. Plays down the line to Golnick. Will Golnick be able to get it? The ball is slowing down because of the rain. She's able to. Cutting back to the middle with the left-footed cross. It's a very good one to the far post, but nobody's there. A very, very good cross from Golnick. So far connecting a lot of passes in this game. That is what Kolesky wants from her. She wants Golnick to keep that possession and use her skills to really play throughout with her fellow attackers. 35 minutes left in the half. Pawlik with a good tackle. Is she able to keep the ball? Korsberg now plays it down the line. Has Ramirez down the line. Ramirez to Golnick. Golnick on the left side of the box. With a heavy first touch and too heavy, the defender shields her away from the ball. It will be a goal kick for Gubler. Again, Dixie State at 1-3-1. That means one win, three losses, and one tie so far in their season. Just 1-1 in conference play. While Dominican has played just their one game in conference play against Point Loma last, I believe that was 2 days ago on Thursday. And that game did end in a 1-1 tie. It will be a foul on Jessica Hinskin, going a little bit too hard on the aggression. But not something that Kolesky is too worried about as far as aggression from her players. Aggression and fitness. There's two things that you could say about these Lady Penguins. Those are the two. Just one shot from Dixie State. Still none because it was offsides from Dominican. Good tackle from Baptista. Gets behind her to Pawlik. Pawlik tries to play Golnick. It doesn't get to her, but it does get to Ramirez. Ramirez looking backwards. Plays Pawlik to Golnick. And it's out of bounds. The hard pass was not able to be trapped by Golnick, but Pawlik really looking to play feet early. And that's something that some of these Lady Penguins just do not like to do. They love to play those three balls. They love to play forward, going forward. But Stephanie Pawlik really does love to play the feet. She likes to keep possession, you know, build the play up from the back. Back to Ripple. Ripple clears it to the left. It's over the defender. Golnick is on the chase. Golnick gets it before it goes out, and here comes Golnick down the left sideline. Defended well by Jameson. Still in the corner. Golnick in the corner with Jameson. Trying to get by her. It looks like it never went out. Golnick has Ramirez behind her. Looking to go line again. And does she keep it in? She never kept it in. It will be a goal kick. She really tried to beat Jameson one-on-one there and use just a tiny bit of space on that touchline. Often works, but you have to have a lot of skill to beat a player that way. 32 minutes left in the half. Gubler with her goal kick. Off of their midfielder. Baptista has to work now. Ashley Wade has it. She plays out wide to Beckstrom. Looking line. Hinskin is on the chase. Fryer has a man come in line. Good cut by Beckstrom. Hinskin working hard and did lower her shoulder just a bit too much. It will be a foul on Jessica Hinskin. I'd say about 40, 45 yards away from the goal on the left side. Beckstrom will be the one with the kick. Hinskin and Kimball in the wall. She asks for 10, and Dixie State puts all of their big bodies up top. Not the biggest team Dixie State has, but you've seen that they can do well defensively already. Hinskin tries to play Golnick. Now Hinskin working. Hinskin and Golnick, actually very, very good friends off the field together. Definitely helps their attacking chemistry on the field. To Ramirez. Ramirez in the middle of the field. Has Pawlik on the left. Plays Pawlik. Pawlik looking for Golnick. Golnick has to get going. And she doesn't in time, but it's into Kimball. Kimball has Golnick. Golnick tries to make the looping run around her defender. But the play is too far into the middle, and it will be gobbled up by Gubler. Her drop kick is to the middle of the field. Good head by Baptista. Back to Ripple. Ripple has Hinskin line. Has to hurry. Goes for the cut, and it's stolen by the Red Storm. Now Cheska Hinskin has to be careful. Already gotten called for two fouls today. Does not want to get a early yellow. Especially a yellow that is deserved just from a consistent excess of fouls. And that is just the worst yellow you can do. At least do it for a reason. Now Kimball trying to play Golnick. Plays Golnick on the outside of the box. Golnick with her first touch. Tries to get it. It's stolen away by Dixie State. She had the one-on-one opportunity with her defender, but it was stolen by Dixie State. Ripple to Baptista. Knocks her defender off the ball. Baptista back to Hansen. To Ramirez. Into Golnick. And Ramirez cannot believe that the foul was called on her. It seemed as though Danica Pickett went in for a diving defensive header. Ramirez only put maybe one hand on her, but there is a foul called by the ref on Ramirez. It will be Emily Fox's free kick from their defensive half. Under 30 minutes left in this half now. Fox has a high kick, headed by Kimball. Stolen by Ramirez. Kimball has Palak on the left. And it will be a foul again. This referee, very, very different than the last one we saw in that game against Point Loma. The referee let almost everything go. He really let the girls play an entirely different story so far from today's head referee. He is wanting to keep control of this game early. Emily Fox has her free kick from inside the center circle. Headed by Ripple. Now Baptista. Baptista looking to split her defenders. Cannot, though. Ramirez has it now. To Kimball. Plays Baptista. She's going down the line. Has Golnick. Golnick to Kimball. In the middle. Has her inside the box, but it's cleared out by Dixie State. To Fryer. Fryer tries to go down the right sideline. Golnick is in an offside position, but it does get hit by Dixie State. Good timing by Golnick. Into Kimball. Into the middle. Kimball has to look up. Cannot do it in time. Finally gets in into Hinskin, but it's stolen by Dixie State. Kimball's got to look up a little faster. Anderson. Looking towards the right side. She plays middle. Gets the good cut on Powick. Still looking middle, but stolen away by Kimball. Kimball. Into Golnick. Golnick with a bit of opportunity. Has Hinskin and Ramirez on the left. She's going right. Cuts in. Good defense by Pickett. Pickett tried to put her leg behind her and all of a sudden stole the ball. And almost stolen by Hansen. Golnick has to work all the way back. She's a bit disappointed with herself. Really thought that she could get a goal. Koleski being encouraging right now with Golnick. And Golnick definitely taking a couple deep breaths there. She's already had a few opportunities to score goals, and she knows that she has the skills to get by these defenders. For her, it's just a mental problem right now. It really is. And soccer is so mental. It's so important to just really believe in yourself. Have the confidence. If you have the confidence as an attacker, you will score. Simple as that. Over on in the middle to Jamison. Back to Pickett. Headed by a Red Storm, and Korsberg tries to play Ramirez. Stolen away by Jamison. Ramirez can't believe that the calls aren't getting both ways. Definitely talking with the ref. She will just have to keep playing. Adapt to the way that the referee is calling the game. Hansen defending Mason. Mason plays a good ball back to Wade. Wade over to the left to Anderson. Anderson all the way over to the left to Beckstrom. Beckstrom tries to play it in the middle. It will get all the way to Herring, though. Herring not too worried about that play. 26 minutes left in the half. Good flick by Kimball. Kimball gets it again. hits the ball hard. Her defender goes down as well, and the ball will trickle all the way to the right side. Just kind of dies in this wet turf. So while the skipping of the ball on the turf might be a little different than Dominican or really any team is used to expecting, the ball definitely slows down very, very quickly when it's rolling on the ground. On the left sideline now to Wade. Wade looks middle. Good tackle by Kimball. Another good tackle by Kimball. And it's into Baptista. Baptista has to work to keep the ball. She does not. Mason takes it. Mason in the middle. Looking backwards now. Over to the right. Anderson down the sideline to Jamison. Jamison into Mason to Anderson. Defended well by Ramirez. No call on the play. Tackle by Baptista. And it's into Golnick. Now to Hinskin. Hinskin needs Golnick back. Golnick keeping the ball on this occasion. Hansen all the way over to the right to Ramirez. Ramirez with the flick of the ball, a little fancy, but it does stay to Ripple. Not really sure if she actually meant to do that, but it did work out and got to Ripple. Dominican keeps the ball. On the right side now to Hansen. Has to do nothing but clear it, but it does get to Kimball. Kimball tries to play down the right sideline. It's into Golnick. Golnick with a bit of speed. He looks to go to defender Emily Fox. The big cross. Way too big, though. She is looking to score goals, and right away, too, she had herself a shot. But it went, I'd say, about 20 yards high. First shot of the day for Dominican. Golnick looking to just keep herself centered, keep herself balanced in this game, already struggling a bit mentally. Koleski encouraged so far with her Penguins play. It'll be Ripple's throw from the right side. 23 and a half minutes left in the half. And even throw-ins get changed in this wet weather. How are you supposed to grip these balls, especially with the smaller hands of women's soccer? It's so hard to grip these balls and really throw them with any power. A lot of the Penguins actually have a decent throw. Ripple can get some power with her throw. However, a little different with the wetness. Big shot from number 13, Abby Jamison. That was from probably farther than 40 yards away. It was a bit of a shot, however, wide of the goal. Second shot from the Red Storm. It'll be Herring's goal kick. Kicks it over to the left side. Flicked by Powick. Might stay in, actually. Dixie State didn't think that would stay in. It does roll out anyways, but again, that slow rolling is just really affecting the play so far. Golnick back to Korsberg. Korsberg with the left foot. She gets it almost back into Golnick, but Fox is there with the support. Now to Anderson. Anderson plays left to Beckstrom. Beckstrom looking to go forward now. Chased by Ramirez. Chased very, very hard by Ramirez. Beckstrom plays it into the middle. It's a good ball in the middle to Mason. Mason backs to Beckstrom. Beckstrom looks to play it way in the middle now, over the top of everyone. Fryer simply lets it go over her head into the hands of Herring. Herring's dropkick is a high one right to the Red Storm, but it gets by her. Golnick to Ramirez. Good job by Ramirez getting behind the flick of the head. Referee definitely not making any friends with the Penguins on the field so far. It's back to Herring. So far, Jennifer Mason has been making runs left and right. Hansen, Fryer, and Korsberg having to worry about the speedy junior from Springville, Utah. On the left to Beckstrom now. Beckstrom plays it in the middle to Mason, but it doesn't get over Hansen. Still in the middle. Over on the right now to Ramirez. Gets by Ramirez. Over to Hinskin. Hinskin working to keep it in. Through the legs of her defender into Golnick. Golnick has Fox looking to go at her. And very, very good slide by Emily Fox. She is showing her worth in the defense so far. On the right side now for Dixie State. Plays it down the line, doesn't get by Korsberg. Korsberg working against Mason now. Mason doing a good job off that second touch. Ripple will get it before Beckstrom. Has Golnick down the ride. Plays Golnick, but it does go out of bounds. Needed a bit of curve on that play. Substitution, first substitution from either team with 20 minutes left in the half. Arika Anderson comes out of the game in favor of Alexis Torres, the freshman from Tucson, Arizona. Ripple kicks it right into the hands, the outstretched hands of Kaiza Goodman. Goodman looked to split her defenders, actually, in that occasion. Almost did, but as always, the center backs from the Penguins so good at supporting their wide defenders, both Hansen and Korsberg. And in this game, Fryer included in that as well. Headed away by Dixie State. It's into the new player, Marchbanks. Over to Torres. Torres with her left foot. Tries to play in the middle. Not a good ball, though. It's behind Ripple to Fryer. Fryer will have a clear of her own. Ramirez will try to keep it in. She does. And Ramirez keeps the ball as well. Good, good play by Ramirez. She plays it all the way across the ball, across the face of the field, into Hinskin now. Hinskin has Pawlik on the left. Pawlik running, plays it down the line. It's a very good ball to Golnick. Golnick has Fox right on her. Golnick and Fox. We've been saying that a lot this game. And Fox will kick it out of bounds. Fox is seeming to guard Golnick on just about every opportunity. It's cleared away by Dixie State. Dominican keeps the ball, though. Baptista with a big tackle. Not enough. Here comes Dixie State down the right sideline. Pawlik getting back. Physical play by Pawlik. No call, and it is off of Dixie State. That is some excellent defense by Pawlik. Just using one hand, using her speed, not getting a foul called, and simply stealing the ball from her attacker. 18 minutes left so far in this half. Pawlik's throw on the left side. Down the line to Golnick. It does stay in. Dixie State will have to clear it. Baptiste over to the left to Pawlik. Pawlik with a cross of her own gets into Hinskin. Hinskin on the top of the box with her back to the goal. Looking backwards, has Hansen. Hansen tries to play a Ripple on the one touch. Not the best decision, though. It goes all the way to the keeper, Gubler, from Las Vegas, Nevada. Gubler has her dropkick into the center circle. A few Penguins down on the header, but they are okay. Kimball and Hinskin working against Torres. It gets into Golnick. Golnick over to the right to Kimball. Has to work because the defender is on, and Goodman simply lets Kimball kick it out of bounds. It will be a throw-in on the left. Hinskin with the head. It goes out of bounds. You can really see the determination on Hinskin's face when she's going in for that header. So far, her, Golnick, Ramirez have played fairly well as attackers together, at least, really connecting passes together, really pressuring together, talking to each other.
Look how big his eyes are. He's a cute little kid.
Stolen by Pickett. Pickett looking left. Has her defender, Goodman. Goodman going right at Ripple, but Ripple plays it right off of Goodman. It will be a Dominican throw. So far, Dixie State hasn't been able to get a lot of attacking chances. It's been mostly Dominican so far. Cleared away by Dixie State. Cleared again by Ripple. And that will simply go out of bounds. Too many one-touch clearances for Dominican. They need to keep possession, play through the midfield. They have skilled players. Like I said, Ramirez, Golnick, and Kimball can drop plenty of dimes in the middle. They need to use them. In comes Hinskin and Golnick, but Pickett turns them right around, and they are forward. Beckstrom down the line. Doesn't get past Ripple, though. Ripple to Korsberg. Korsberg right in the middle, right to Goodman. Goodman on the right to Torres. Torres plays it through the middle. Gets it back. Torres with a bit of space. Slide by Korsberg is a desperate one, but necessary. And it is cleared away. Dixie State still has it. Goodman. Slide by Ramirez, unsuccessful. Goodman still going left. Has it down the line. Goodman gets it back. Bit of a trip on the play. Ramirez working hard. Ramirez does not want a foul. Raises her hands up. No foul on the play. Still Dixie State ball. Mason plays all the way back, but here comes Golnick. Golnick going down the right sideline. Has Hinskin in the middle. Has Kimball as a trailer. She looks to play Kimball, and she does. Now Kimball has Powick. Good play by Dominican so far. Powick going down that left sideline. Outside of the box now. It's a cross in, and it's right to the goalie, and the goalie does not let the rebound come out. Gobbles it up. Powick doing such a good job of attacking from that left defender position, especially when she has so much space as Golnick goes in from the right side. Dixie State will always shift hard to the left side, their left side, when Golnick is coming in. And that really just leaves so many lanes open for Powick. The ball is in behind Powick, in behind Fryer. The shot is in. The save by Ramirez, the save by Herring. And she's unable to save it the second time. It is a goal. Jennifer Mason comes in off the rebound. Herring with the fingertip save off the initial shot. It goes to her right. But again, the wetness of the ball, she's not able to keep it for herself. Mason came in with the angle on the goal. It almost went out too far off the rebound, but Mason is able to put it in. 1-0, Dixie State. 14:15 left in the half now. This game is at 1-0 for Dixie State, and all of a sudden, the tables have turned. Dominican really keeping possession most of this game so far, really, with the more attacking mindset. But all of a sudden, one goal can change everything. And Dixie State leads this game 1-0, and they have the momentum. In comes Mason, looking to go forward. Ripple with a bit of an obvious jersey pull, and the referee was having none of that. We'll have a word with Ripple. Doesn't look to be stopping the clock, so there will be no card on the play. Just a word. Ripple has had plenty of those in her time, though. Senior defender, and when you're a senior defender, you know how to pull and push. Just under 14 minutes left in this half. Now 1-0 in favor of these Red Storm. It's behind Fryer, chased by Mason. Fryer can do nothing but play it out of bounds. Throw in a dangerous area now on the right side for Dixie State. Just like that, as I was saying, the momentum is all in the Red Storm favor now. Dominican was controlling the possession and really connecting passes pretty well using Golnick up top. However, all of a sudden, just like that, Red Storm get a goal, and they are looking to attack from the get-go. Four total shots from Dixie State, just two from Dominican. One save from each keeper so far. Off the head of Kimball. Korsberg has to chase, now she gets back. It's over to Beckstrom on the left side now. Beckstrom across her halfway mark, into Mason. On the left side now to Thurman. Thurman plays it back to Beckstrom. Good tackle by Golnick though, here she comes. Pickett coming over to support and is able to kick it off of Golnick. Good job by Pickett using what she knows as a defender. So far, Dominican not really using any subs the entire game. The starters are all still out there. We have played 33 minutes so far and a bit of a different look from Kolesky. We'll see if this is the strategy she looks to use actually the rest of the year. So in the beginning of the year, it was mostly a lot of subs, a lot and continuous subs using Jill Thomas, Melissa Stokely, right away, even Stephanie Owens. But so far, electing to go with her incumbent. The header is into Dixie State. In the air, Ripple puts a body on the defender. It's a good body, too, and it's into Hansen. Hansen gets it clear. In comes Ashley Wade. Ashley Wade with a good ball. It's in behind, but Fryer shields Marchbanks off the ball, and it gets into Herring. Herring throws it over to the left to Powick. Powick into the middle, plays a very good ball to Ramirez, but Ramirez on the run, cannot trap it. Back into Powick now. Powick really showing a lot of skill. Gets by her defender. Powick to Hinskin. Hinskin to Gulnick. It's in the air, but too far. Dixie State has the ball. They play it over the left to Goodman. Goodman gets by Hinskin. Goodman still going down the left sideline. Hinskin finally with a slide. And it will be a Dixie State throw from the left side. Finally, the first substitution waiting to come onto the field for Dominican. Dixie State's throw from the left side attacking. Just over 10 minutes left in this half. Hansen takes the throw in herself. Hits it off of the defender. Hinskin tries to play it down the line. Does it stay in? It does not. And there, it is a Dixie State throw. Referee saying there is a substitution on the play, even though it is a Dixie State throw. Oh, excuse me, Dominican throw. There was a deflection on the play, the referee is saying.
Now in the game for the Penguins.
Out comes Jessica Hinskin. In comes Jill Thomas. Ramirez just about kicked that player in the head right there. Looked for the high kick. Torres did not see it coming. No dangerous play, though. Powick able to keep the ball in. And she plays Gulnick. Powick looking to get forward now. Korsberg plays forward. Ramirez doesn't get turned around, but she actually keeps the ball. And Dixie State pushes Kimball off the ball, and they have it. Looking to attack. Good play by Mason. She plays Marchbanks. Fryer's on defense. And Korsberg gets back, is able to play Powick. Powick with that left foot down the line. It's a very good ball to Gulnick. Gulnick trying to go down that left sideline. She has Jamison on her. Plays a very good ball down the line. On the left side of the box now for Ramirez. Ramirez with the cross. It's behind the goal, out for a goal kick. So far, the through balls that usually might not find feet are in this game, but Dominican just cannot capitalize. Just two shots so far, when really, you'd think with all their attacking chances, they would have had at least four or five. Some people on this Lady Penguins team not afraid to shoot. However, they might need to be even more aggressive than usual. Only two shots on the day is simply not acceptable, especially from a game that you should have been controlling. Out on Dixie State, it will be Ripple's throw right about at the halfway mark. 8 minutes left in the half. And another case of that wetness of the ball affecting the play. It slips right off Ripple's hands. It did not go nearly as far as it should have. It goes off of Ramirez for the Dixie State throw-in. Substitution now for the Red Storm. Darian Williams, a sophomore defender from Tucson, Arizona, coming into the game for Abby Jamison, the 5'7 sophomore from Tyler, Texas. Kimball's head goes right out of bounds. Needs to have a bit more focus on that head. However, it's another case of the wetness of the ball. Behind Thomas. Good turn of the ball by Thurman. Thurman keeps it. Hansen on defense. Thurman with the left-footed cross. It's into Herring. And Herring takes it. Looking for the throw to Powick. She loves that throw to Powick, especially with Powick's skill going forward so far in this game, really showing it to everyone. Off of Dixie State will be a Dominican throw. And the referee originally called it in favor of Dixie State. Changes his mind finally. Substitution on the play. Out comes Gulnick.
Into the game.
In comes Sarah Pimentel.
Sarah Pimentel.
Between Ramirez's legs. Into Thomas. Thomas tries to get the trap, cannot. It's back a big skirmish. People on the ground. Referees even getting involved. And finally gets into Pimentel. Pimentel looking to go forward. Plays Thomas. Thomas on the right side. Plays it over the top. Tries to get Pimentel. But Gubler is able to snag it. Thomas and Pimentel immediately trying to get themselves involved in the game. Doing a good job of it too. We'll see if they can affect this game positively even more. It'll be Thomas's ball. She plays it backwards, but it's off of Dixie State. Thurman looking forward. Plays Backstrom. Backstrom in the middle to Wade. Wade off of Ripple. It'll be Dixie State throw from the left side. 5:40 left in this half. On the left side now for Dixie State. It's in almost to Pimentel, but does not get by the defender. Dangerous play from the outside of the box, and finally cleared out from Hansen. Almost a handball, but referee says it was a chest into Mason. Mason looking backwards. Has player on the right. Finally plays Williams. Williams gets her own cross. Kimball does not have a good clearance. And the shot by Goodman is stopped immediately by the defender. Beckstrom will have her own cross. But it's right to Korsberg, and Korsberg loves those headers. Now Pimentel has to chase Williams on the right side. Williams, another cross into the middle. Really nobody there, though, for Dixie State. Fryer's header is to Korsberg, which is to Pimentel. Over on the left to Powick. Powick keeps it in. Might have been a handball, and no call. Dixie State switches the ball on the left now. Beckstrom looking forward. Ramirez chasing. And the tackle from Hansen goes behind her. Torres looking forward. Hansen gets it back, though. Always chasing backwards, making sure she has the support. Ramirez, a bit too fancy. She loves those backwards flicks. Needs to just keep possession. Bit of an interesting decision. 4 minutes left in the half. Cleared away by Baptista. It's to Fox. Still in the attacking half for Dixie State. Korsberg's head is to Pimentel. In the middle to Kimball. Kimball has Ramirez in the middle. It almost gets to Thomas, but defended well by Dixie State. Ripple has to chase Marchbanks. Marchbanks brings back. It's very, very good play by Dixie State, but finally cleared out by Kimball. Throw in for Dixie State on the left side. And it will be, again, a throw in for Dixie State in their attacking half now. 3 minutes left in the half. Kimball's header is to Ramirez. Ramirez looking up. Has line. Goes for the cut. Tries to play Thomas. Thomas was not looking up, though, and did not see the play go into her. Ramirez and Thomas with the pressure. Slid by Kimball, and they're saying no deflection on the play. It will be Dixie State throw. Ripple's header is right off the tent, which is protecting us. And it'll be Dixie State throw from the left side again. Defended well by Ripple. It's into Marchbanks. Stolen by Baptista, but the touch isn't there. Now Thomas has to chase. Thomas into the back of the defender. Kept by Dixie State, though. And tackled by Pimentel. It's in Baptista. Ramirez has to chase. Pimentel running, using a bit of speed, but Gubler finally comes off of her line and grabs it on the outs, just on the inside of the box. Thomas steals the ball in the dangerous area from the left corner of the box. Looks to have a cross. Has a left-footed cross. It's to the outside. Too far outside, though. Fryer to Powick. Powick gets it stolen. Nobody talked to her. Powick steals it back, though. Powick over the top left-footed cross, and they're saying it is a corner kick now. And finally, the substitution is allowed to come into the game. Juliana Mendez coming in for Jessica Ramirez. It'll be a corner kick from Dominican's left side. Pauwick will have the kick. Hand is raised. Kick is in. It's a high one to the middle of the goal. Away by Dixie State. Pimentel is there for the garbage. Pimentel with a shot of her own on the left foot. It's wide.
Mendez.
Pimentel known to take a wild shot and be fairly successful from time to time. That not one of those times, though. A minute left in this half. Goal kick is in. It's over Kimball. Over everyone except Korsberg. Korsberg with the clearance. Headed away by Torres. Pauwick has to chase. Big slide from Pauwick. It is off of her. It will be Dixie State throw. Excuse me, referee changes his mind now. Pauwick's throw. Down the line to Pimentel. It can't get to her feet, though. Korsberg's throw from the left side. It's into Pimentel. Another throw from the left side. Pauwick throws it into the left side. Only 10 seconds left.
Seven,
cleared away
six,
by Dixie State.
Five,
looks like in these
four,
last 5 seconds,
three,
it will
two,
end 1-0 at the half. There's a shot by Baptista at the last second, but saved by Gubler. Not even sure if that save will count since it was after the buzzer. This half ends 1-0 in favor of Dixie State over Dominican. So far, Dominican has kept the ball and kept possession, done fairly well connecting passes in the attacking third, especially better than in the past games. However, they have just zero goals to show for it. Very disappointing, especially when you play so well in a half and have nothing to show for it. That just means they will have to be looking even hungrier in the second half. Again, 1-0 at a halftime in favor of Dixie State. We'll be back on Penguin Radio in about 13 minutes. This is Jordan Smith. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Get busy time.
Both teams take the field. We are ready for second half action here at Kennelly Field. In the women's soccer game, Dominican University of California versus Dixie State from Utah. Red Storm versus the Penguins. And here we go. Hinskin from the left has Mendez on the right side. Tries to play it all the way across right away. It's stolen by Dixie State. They have it on the right side now. Dixie plays it through the middle. It's a good ball to Wade. Wade looking forward. Baptista chasing. Oh, Wade plays it over the top, but it skips to Herring. Very good ball by Wade right there. Pauwick down the line to Golnick. It's a good ball. Golnick needs to keep the ball. She goes down the line. Going at Williams. And seems as though Williams kicks it out of bounds. Golnick always looking to go down that sideline. Loves to go one-on-one on players. Back to Pauwick. Pauwick beats her defender. On her right foot now. Has a shot. And it is off of the keeper's hands. Out for a corner kick. Gubler could not handle the pace from the shot from Pauwick's right foot. And she has earned herself a corner kick. A minute into this second half. Again, 1-0 in favor of Dixie State. Pauwick will have the corner kick. It's high in the air. Hansen has ahead of it, but it's over the bar. Hansen got in there. Finally, a connected header for the Penguins off of a free kick or corner, but it does go over the crossbar. Good work by Hansen, grabbing that ball, at least getting a shot. That's the fifth shot now for Dominican. Hinskin, the header to Golnick. Golnick delaying. Now Hinskin, the shot, left foot, just wide. Was it tipped? They're saying it was not. Referees are all saying it was not tipped by the goalie. However, there are four Dominican players all pleading to the referee that it was. They must know something. He doesn't. However, he is in charge. It's a goal kick. Guler, not a very strong kicker from the back. Golnick almost plays it to the wide open Pimentel. Good tackle by Dixie State, though. Finally, they get it. It's over to Williams, chased by Hinskin. Good chase by Hinskin, played to Powick. Powick, a little miscommunication, though, and it comes into Goodman. Goodman with a bit of space in the middle. She tries to play it over the right, and stopped by Korsberg. Still with Torres, though. Torres plays it over to the left. Thurman. Thurman going a ripple on the left sideline now. Has a cross. It's behind the goal, out for a goal kick. Thurman getting into the attack there in Dixie State. Pretty good counterattack in that situation. They definitely love to switch the ball, though. Go really outside in and then inside out instead of inside out and then outside in. Start from their wide backs and then go inside from there. That's so far the Dixie State plan. Pickett going at Juliana Mendez. Pickett dribbles all the way over to the right and finally out of bounds. To Kimball. It's stolen away by Marchbanks. Marchbanks, it simply dribbles it out of bounds. Down the line to Golnick. Golnick with a cross in. Juliana Mendez has to work. And Gubler comes out. Mendez is shielded off the ball. Gubler picks it up. Golnick with a pretty good soft touch of the ball off of her left foot to try to get into Mendez. Again, Dominican coming out strong in these first few minutes of the half. Ripple clears it out of the danger zone. Out of bounds for a throw. It'll be Williams' throw on the right side. To Korsberg. Korsberg to Williams' head. Ashley Wade looking to go forward. Tries to play her defender, Jameson, on the left. And Ripple hits it off of Beckstrom. Out for a throw-in. Off the head of Dixie State. Again, off the head of Dixie State. Tackled by Baptista. Out for a throw-in. Everybody kind of thought it was Dixie State throw this time, except he gives it to Dominican. Another curious decision. It'll be Ripple's throw from the right side. Ripple getting a bit too eager going up on the throw-in. Again, these are the little things that this referee is really keeping control of that not a lot of referees really do much of. Williams is clear. Is to Powick. Here comes Marchbanks working hard against Powick. Tries to go over the top of Powick, but it's right to Korsberg. Korsberg's clearance is not a good one, and it's played over to Mason. Mason will look to go at Ripple on the corner of the box, and the first touch is not a good one. Ripple clears it out. Now Pimentel keeps the ball. Plays it back to Baptista. Baptista tries to play Hinskin. Pickett heads it away. Kimball to Powick. Powick has down the line Hinskin. She plays Golnick in the middle. Golnick working hard. Fox clears it away. Hinskin and Golnick definitely being very dangerous so far in this game. Fox and Pickett, the center backs for Dixie State, have had their work cut out for them so far in this game. Hinskin goes middle. It gets all the way to Mendez on the outside of the box. His back gets to the goal. Kimball with a shot from deep out. It is wide, though. Basically a one-foot run-up shot from 35, 40 yards away. Not a lot of success rate on that type of shot, but Kimball does have herself a cannon. It'll be Goobler's goal kick. 38 minutes left in the game. 1-0, Dixie State. Powick now on the left side. Her first touch is far over to the left sideline. Looking to go at her defender. She plays into to Baptista. Baptista to Hinskin. Hinskin to Powick on the left side. Powick's cross is short and grabbed by Goobler. Powick, Baptista, and Hinskin using a good triangle in that situation. One touch pass is being connected so far for Dominican to Mendez. Mendez to Pimentel. Another one touch pass. Back to Mendez. She's looking right. She has Kimball. Kimball now looks for the cross. She has not a good cross out wide for the goal kick. Did not get her hips turned in time. Go, 37 minutes left in the game. The cross was not necessarily what Kimball had in mind. Now Hinskin will chase off the goal kick. It's to Williams. Williams plays it right behind Hinskin. Chased by Kimball, and it will be a Dixie State throw from their right side in their defensive half. And the referee had to tell Ripple to scoot back on her throw. He'll have to tell Williams to do the same. Flick by Dixie State. Marchbanks. Slid by Kimball. It gets into Golnick. She plays to the middle to the open Mendez. Mendez able to keep the ball. She plays to Ripple on the right side. Will it go out? Ripple saves it. And off the first touch, not able to save it. Unfortunately, will be out of bounds. Dixie State throw on the left side. Beckstrom's throw over Mendez. Down the sideline, off of Mendez, another Dixie State throw. 35 and a half minutes left in the game. Again, this referee calling things so far very, very tightly. It's into Dixie State. They play it through the middle. Over on the left side to Thurman now. Thurman looking to go at Hansen. She's in the corner. Thurman has the cross. It's right to Herring. Koleski asking for a little urgency from her team. Herring's drop kick is to the right side behind Pimentel. Headed away by Beckstrom. Ripple could not get a good foot on it. It will be Dixie State throw, but not before they can get a few substitutions. Number 13, Abby Jamison. Number 7, Erica Anderson. And number 11, Aubrey Detmer coming into the game for the first time, actually. Out comes Williams. Out comes Torres. Out comes Marchbanks. The throw-in is in from Dixie State. They look middle. Wide open Anderson now. She's in the middle. She plays it backwards to her center back. Need a little pressure now from Dominican. They look play it down the line. Korsberg with a good tackle. It's over to the right now for Aubrey Detmer. Detmer going against Hansen. It is out of bounds. Detmer cannot save it. It will be a Dominican throw deep in their own corner from the left side. 34 minutes left in this game. Dominican needing an equalizer as soon as possible. Powick's throw goes right off Anderson's head for another throw. So far, Dominican has finally raised their shot total. They're showing their dominance of this game now. 7 shots for Dominican, just 4 for Dixie State. Mendez tries to get the flick by her defender, but Pickett, wise to it, is able to head it away. Now Baptista. In the air, Dixie State. Looking backwards. Plays left now. Good play by Jennifer Mason. She's looking left. She has her forward Goodman. Goodman plays it all the way over to Wade. Wade looking to go Ripple. Looking middle. A couple people fall down. Kimball and Goodman in the middle just kind of fall. The header over to the right side of the box. Mason has an opportunity, stopped by Mendez, out for the corner kick. Mason definitely got her hips turned on that one. Did have a decent shot, but Mendez was with her every step of the way. Unfortunate for Mendez, though, it will be out for a corner kick. Just under 33 minutes left in the game. So far, Dixie State's keeper, Stacy Gubler, has had three saves on the day. Just one so far for Megs Herring, yet Dixie State up on the day. It's a dangerous corner headed out the other side. Ashley Wade will have the ball. Going at Baptista. Wade in the corner. She plays backwards. Emily Fox tries to get a cross of her own. It's played out by Dominican. Pressure by Dominican. Good pressure by Henskin. She steals the ball. Into Golnick. Golnick to Kimball. Kimball has left. Needs to play Mendez quickly. Plays over to the... in the middle, actually, to Golnick, who then plays it into Mendez. Mendez on the left side now. Defenders getting back for Dixie State. Into the middle to Henskin. Henskin has Pimentel behind her, but cleared away by Dixie State. Powick with the ball. Plays all the way back to Hansen. Hansen to Golnick, but Golnick is far off sides. Golnick needs to get back a little sooner, especially after those deep runs. Koleski pleading for that urgency, especially from her attackers, getting back, putting the pressure on the Dixie State defenders. About 31 minutes left in the game. On the right side. Cleared by number 7, Erica Henderson. Actually hits our athletic director, Brandon Lineback, right in the head. But he's okay. He's a tough cookie. He'll shake it off. Throw in on the left side for Dominican. Out of bounds off of Dixie State. And I'd like to mention just how lucky Dominican is to have this new athletic director, Brandon Lineback, already so involved in Dominican sports. I haven't seen an event that he hasn't been at yet. Very, very prideful of his Penguins so far. Goal kick now for Dixie State. Gubler with her little stutter step before the goal kick. It's into Kimball. Henskin almost has Mendez, stolen away by Fox. Heavy play by Henskin and Fox. It's into the middle. To Anderson, stolen away by Baptista. She plays over to the left to Golnick. Back to Baptista. Away by Dixie State, out for the throw-in. Powick's throw from the left side. She goes down the line to Golnick. Doesn't get to her, but it's out of Dixie State. Powick, again, throws it right to Dixie State. She needs to know her own power on those throws. Down the line. Hansen needs to get a good tackle. Not good enough, though. It's in to Thurman. Thurman plays it in the middle to a wide-open Anderson. Anderson with the shot to Goodman, and it's a goal. Goodman, Kaiza Goodman, the sophomore from Springville, Utah, got the ball right in from Thurman, and she was wide open, played it to the corner on the side netting. This game is all of a sudden 2-0, Dixie State. Just under 30 minutes left in the game. Dixie State's ball now deep in their own area. Cleared out. Taken by Pimentel, but it's out of bounds. And all of a sudden, Koleski's face has turned from one of urgency to one of desperation.
Red Storm goal scored by number 18, Keisha Goodman.
Stolen by Powick. Up in the air for Baptista. To Kimball. To Golnick. She tries to play it over the top down the line. Henskin has to work now. Cleared away by Fox. And all of a sudden, the rain had kind of subsided a bit this entire half. But until now, all of a sudden, it has picked up with a fury. Powick looking middle. Plays down the line to Golnick. Golnick red all the way on the play, though. Baptista just kind of kicks it forward. And Gubler takes it. I would like to invite anyone that is listening to go ahead and email, message any comments you have. Hey, you don't like what I'm saying? You like what I'm saying? You just want to say hi? Go ahead. Go on to radio.dominican.edu, and you can do all that on the website. Go ahead. Email us your comments. We want to know your feedback. Clear away by Baptista. Hint's going to have to chase. It's taken by Beckstrom in a dangerous area still for Dixie State. And they finally clear it away. Headed by Goodman. Korsberg with the tackle. Tries to delay her defender. Powick has to chase because here comes Anderson. It will be a foul on the play. Advantage foul. They're calling Korsberg with the twist of the body. She definitely got her hands wrapped around the defender. Looked as though Dominican wasn't even, or excuse me, the ref wasn't going to call it, but Dixie State did not get advantage. 2-0 in favor of Dixie State. 27 minutes left in the game. Again, rain has picked up again. Players obviously even shivering in some cases on the field. Dangerous area. Herring can't keep it. It is offsides into the back of the net from the rebound off of Herring's usually very sure hands. But the goal score was offsides after the initial shot. Now, in that case of offsides, since it wasn't a pass at the time of the shot, was the player involved in the offsides in an offsides position from the exact time of the shot? The referee says she was, and so it was called. Bit lucky from Dominican, though, because that was in the back of the net. Herring, again, letting the rain affect her. This is an ongoing problem so far this game for really both teams. This rain is really affecting this game a lot. It's over to the right side now for Dixie State. Plays it in the middle. Hansen with the tackle. Ripple with the clearance. Kimball looking forward. Kimball playing over the top to Golnick. Can she save it? She cannot. Kimball a bit too over the top in that case. Just under 26 minutes left in the game. Now 6 shots for Dixie State. Still 7 for Dominican. However, they do have a couple attacking substitutions waiting in the realm, waiting for their opportunity. They do have fresh legs. Throwing on the right side. Here come the substitutions. Jill Thomas, Jessica Ramirez coming in for Sarah Pimentel. Pimentel, one of her better games yet to date. And Lauren Golnick coming off the field as well.
Number 10, Jessica Ramirez. And number 24,
Golnick so far has played well. Has connected a lot of passes yet. Has not put the ball in the goal. And to her, that is the measure of a good game. So she does not come off the field happy with herself. Very clearly upset with her own play. However, it's not as though she has played bad at all. That's kind of the expectation that Kolesky has of her players. If you're not having your best game, you should be. Simple as that. You should be worried about having your best game possible. Baptista in the middle. Has a left-footed shot. It's saved by Gubler. It was a one-touch left-footed shot from about 35 yards away. We all could see her shooting it. We all could see, actually, that it was going to be on target as well. Hinskin gets tackled. Not enough aggressiveness from Hinskin there. Abby Jamison will have the throw from the right side. It is almost behind Baptista. She gets the head on it. 24 minutes left in the game. Still 2-0 right now. Throw in on the right side from Dixie State. Jamison goes down the line with it. Defended by Baptista. Dixie State has it. They're on the right side. Good cut by Detmer. She plays it to the middle. Nobody over there. So Mendez and Anderson will have to chase. They will chase hard. Anderson gets to it. Plays it backwards. Very good triangle play by Dixie State, but it's cleared away by Ripple. Played right back in to Goodman. She loses the ball. Now Ramirez. Ramirez has Hinskin. Very, very good tackle by Fox. Ramirez goes down. And a good tackle by Baptista again. Ramirez plays it behind Thomas. And it's cleared away by Dixie State. When they get up to their attackers, they need to play feet, stay with each other, really talk to each other. Fryer coming into the game in favor of Catherine Ripple.
Now into the game.
And just like that, the rain is picking up even more. I can promise you folks, though, they are not cold out there. They have been running plenty. Korsberg, throw from her left side. Into Detmer. Now Korsberg with the clearance. Gets behind Ramirez. Now Hinskin and Thomas will both chase. And it gets behind him, but Kimball's right there. Kimball to Hinskin, behind her. Emily Fox will have to have a clearance. It's out of bounds. Throw in on the left side now for Dominican. Ramirez to Thomas. Stolen away by Jameson. Fox will have to chase. So will Thomas. Before it goes out for the touchline, it does. Out of bounds for a goal kick. More time. Tick, tick, ticking away. Just under 22 minutes left in this 0-2 game. So far, 5 shots for Dixie State and 8 for Dominican. The goal kick is in. Cleared by Fryer. Now to Baptista. Baptista plays the other team, though. To Thomas. Thomas not with the best touch. It gets all the way over to Thurman. Thurman will have the chase. Baptista on defense. Thurman looks to play in the middle. She does. Gets over everyone. Very good ball, but Kimball just gets a touch on it to prevent it from getting all the way to the other player. But they take it back. Here comes Dixie State. Anderson tries to play over the top. And has, I guess, herself a shot. It was a bit of a floater right into Herring's hand. Now Dixie State. Stolen by Kimball. Back to Korsberg. Over to Mendez, but it gets to Dixie State. Anderson plays it over to the left. It's a big over-the-top ball. Herring has to punch it out. Now Powick. Not a good clearance. It's still to Anderson. Anderson plays it. Very good ball in the middle. Hansen steps up, though, and takes the ball and clears it away. Just over 20 minutes left in this half. Baptista with a big over-the-top ball. It skips all the way to the goalie from 60 yards away. Gubler has her drop kick. Gets to Anderson, to Thomas, to Mendez. Thomas tries to play Kimball. She plays it behind her, though. Abby Jameson, good defense on the play. Plays it up. Now Ramirez, looking to shield her defender off of it. A lot of hands on the back, but Ramirez not too worried about that. Number 10, Jennifer Mason, just about saves but cannot. It will be Dominican throw, and that will cue the substitutions. Jessica Ramirez coming back off the field. Jessica Hinskin coming off the field. Melissa Stokely, Kayla Wakita getting some time. It's over on the left side. Stokely plays line. Wakita has to chase now. And cleared out by Fox for another throw-in. Now to Mendez. Mendez tries to play it across her body to Thomas. Over the top. Wakita might have a chance. Same with Stokely. Goalie not sure what to do, and finally Gubler picks it up. Dangerous play there from Gubler. She came out and then hesitated while the ball bounced up in the air. Unfortunately for Dominican, they have Wakita and Stokely, neither of them over 5'3". they use their speed and skill more than their size as attackers. Korsberg over to the right side to Thomas. It's a good ball. Thomas has to chase, though. And, of course, I'd like to remind everybody that every single DU soccer match will be broadcast live and will be available via podcast within, hopefully, the next 24 hours. If not the next 24 hours, definitely the next 48. Thomas into the middle. Stokely has to chase. Stokely working hard, going against defender Fox. Fox plays it over to Beckstrom. Beckstrom with Wakita on her back. Wakita, good tackle. Plays it back to Fox. Fox finally clears it away off of Baptista's head. Into the middle, right to Fryer. Fryer looking up. Plays on her left foot to Wakita. Wakita tries to get the flick to either Stokely or Thomas. Thomas with the chase now. Out of bounds for the goal kick. Just under 18 minutes left in the game. Now 9 shots for Dominican, 6 for Dixie State. 5 saves so far from Gubler. She's had herself a day. And the goal kick is into the middle. Good head by Dixie State, but cleared away by Korsberg. Now to Thomas, to Stokely. Stokely plays it behind Mendez and has to try to get it back now. Stokely does a good job of getting it back. Powick plays down the line, but her one-touch pass is unsuccessful. She knows that she can do better on those left-footed one-touch down-the-line passes. Dixie State throw from their right side. It's behind everyone. Hansen has to clear it. Taken by Pickett. Now Mendez. Pickett still going. Kimball on defense. Over the top to Detmer. Detmer chasing with Korsberg. Detmer cannot save it. Just about does. However, the entire ball did go over the line. Korsberg got a little bit too eager. Didn't even let the first ball get off the field before she threw in the second. Mendez working hard. Same with Hansen. It's to Detmer. Detmer plays to middle, but Hansen clears it. Now Powick. Tries to play over the top to Wakita. Dixie State with the ball. Good tackle by Kimball. Out of bounds for Dixie State. Substitution
back in the game
on the play.
Megan Marchbanks.
Megan Marchbanks comes into the game. In the air. Fryer working hard against Goodman. Now it's Mason. Mason plays over to the right. Has an opportunity with Marchbanks. Marchbanks looking to go across the goal. Played by Thurman. Thurman thought Marchbanks was ready for another shot, but Marchbanks was on the ground after the tackle from Baptista. Thurman might have had a better opportunity shooting at herself, but the opportunity is gone for Dixie State. They keep it. Tackle by Stokely. Needs to go in harder. Kept by Jamison. Jamison plays it over to the right to Anderson. Anderson plays down the line to Marchbanks. Marchbanks with Powick right in her back. Trying to go line. Trying to actually hit it off Powick. And she's... It looks like successful. It will be a throw-in for Dixie State on the right side, right about at the corner. Under 15 minutes left in the game now. Still 2-0. Dixie State making their runs. They play it short. Try to play it back to the thrower. Now Mendez. Have to get a fast clear. She can. Dixie State keeps it. Goodman looking forward. And is off sides. The cross from number 12, Ashley Wade, actually went into the goal from a crazy angle. But she was off sides before. Herring's kick is to Kimball. Now to Mendez. Mendez with a defender on her back. Good defense so far from Dixie State. Now Mendez plays Kimball. Kimball has to open up a bit. She does. Tries to get her hips turned. Tries to play Thomas in the middle. Cannot. Taken by Baptista. She's looking right. Looking backwards now. plays Korsberg. Korsberg thought about the one-touch clearance, but instead plays Palak. Smart decision. Palak with a good head to Stokely, but Stokely cannot get it. Now Palak has to chase back and defend. Mason. Over to Anderson. And Palak will let it go out of bounds for the throw-in. 13 minutes left in the game. It'll be another Palak throw on the left side. Palak so far holding down that left side very, very well. Baptista over on the right side holding her own as well. Not a usual defender, loves to attack in general. However, a very willing defender and a very hard-nosed one at that too. Mendez to Thomas. Thomas with a good touch. Might have a shot. Instead plays into the middle to Stokely. Stokely back to Thomas. On the outside of the box, she plays it backwards. Plays to Korsberg. Korsberg tries to play it in the middle. Has a streaking player and is taken by Gubler. Good ball by Korsberg. Had Kimball running in from the far post, but Gubler using her aggression. Baptista with the head. Now Hansen. Good tackle by Hansen. It's into Mendez. Mendez looking for it on the right side. Plays Hansen. Hansen keeps it in. Tries to play it down the line. It's to no one. It will be out for a simple goal kick. Just under 12 minutes left in the game. There will be a substitution finally. Coming into the game for the Penguins, for the first time in a few games, Kelsey DiCarlo, while number 8, Stephanie Owens, comes into the game. Out comes Kimball, out comes Thomas.
Number 8, Stephanie Owens. And number 22,
it'll
Kelsey
be a goal
DiCarlo.
Kick for the Red Storm from Utah. Headed by DiCarlo. Now to Mendez. Mendez looking forward. She plays on the right side. Off of Dixie State's foot, it'll be Mendez's throw. She plays it to Owens. Owens has Wakita on the right. Now Wakita in the middle. Wakita looking right now. Tries to play Owens with the give and go, but it's too far forward. Again, a case of the Lady Penguins not playing feet, trying to go forward, go attack a little too eagerly. And Dixie State earns the throw-in. Six shots still for Dixie State. 9 for Dominican. Back to Hansen. Hansen down the line to Stokely. Stokely to Wakita. Now to Stokely. Stokely has Owens. Owens has people behind her. She plays on the right to Wakita. Wakita has some space. With the cross. It's a good one. Almost gets to the back post to DiCarlo. Now to Fryer. Fryer tries to head it back in. It's not a strong header, though. We'll have to try again. Fryer to Palak. Palak has line. Has Owens line. Owens needs to look to go forward. Owens has the cross. Mendez almost gets near post. Is it in? And there is an offside call. Mendez was offsides off the near post cross from Stephanie Owens. Kolesky might have told him to go attack too much. Now the Penguins seem to be offsides more than usual. Under 10 minutes left now. Fox with the free kick inside the box. It's to Mendez. Mendez heads it to Wakita. Wakita takes it. Now to DiCarlo. Over to Palak. Palak with the left-footed cross. Whiffed by Owens. Hit by Wakita. It's to the keeper, Gubler. Wakita with a shot herself, getting involved in the action. Had an opportunity from right inside the box, but it was into the hands of Gubler. Seventh shot, or excuse me, now 11th shot of the day for Dominican. Mendez back to Palak. Palak has Owens line, Stokely in the middle. She goes to Stokely. Now behind Stokely to Wakita. It's right back to Palak. Palak to Owens. Owens heads it to no one. Out of bounds. About 8.5 minutes left in the game. Powick can't get it over the defender. But to Fryer. Fryer to Powick. Powick gets by her defender into Fryer. And good defense by Emily Fox. Mendez getting her jersey pulled, finally gets the call. Could not believe that there was not a call sooner. It will be a Dominican free kick. It's a quick kick to Powick on the left side. Has Stokely line. Now plays the early cross to the near post, but it's right to Gubler. Not the best cross in that situation. Under 8 minutes left. It's headed away. Dominican trying to get the pressure. It's taken by Dixie State, though. They're through the middle. Now to Mason. With her back to the goal, she plays it right to Powick. Gets it back, though. Mason looking forward through the middle. It's a very good ball over to the right to Marshbanks. Marshbanks has an opportunity with the shot to the near post. It's out wide. Marshbanks definitely had herself a shot opportunity. Good one-touch play from Mason. Mason definitely the playmaker in the middle so far for these Red Storm. Seventh shot for Dixie State. Herring's goal kick gets to Owens. Owens looking to use her speed. And it gets all the way over to Thurman. Thurman tries to play Mason behind. Gets to Hansen, though. And Hansen will clear it out for the throw-in. Hansen doing a lot of working back today. Staying in the middle. They now have Fryer pushed up a little bit more than at the start of the game. It's taken by Dixie State. Goodman tries to get the cross off. It's off of Baptista out for the corner kick. Dixie State putting all their girls in there. Stokely, the lone woman up top for Dominican right now. 6 minutes left in the game. The cross is in. Herring stays on her line. Cleared away by DiCarlo. It's right to Thurman, though. Thurman has herself a shot right away. It's far wide, though. Substitution on the field. Out comes Stephanie Owens. In comes Jill Thomas. Eight shots now for Dixie State. Still just three saves, though, for Herring. Silver on the right side. Baptista working.
Re-entering the game for the Penguins, number 24, Jill Thomas.
It'll be Baptista's throw on the right side now to Wakita. Wakita tries to play it behind her. Nobody behind her, though. Back to Baptista. Baptista tries to play it over to the right side. It's right to the defender, Jamison. Jamison plays it over the top, headed away by Hansen. Into the middle. Now Goodman. Goodman with a very good ball over to Thurman. Thurman with a bit of an opportunity. Cuts middle. Has the shot. Saved by Herring. Good cut into the middle by Thurman to get it onto her stronger right foot. But Herring saw it all the way, diving near post and saving the ball without any rebound opportunity. DiCarlo tackles the spinning ball. Fryer tries to play Powick, but the defender is right on. Powick just about gets to it anyways. We'll have to chase back now. Korsberg will have to shift over. It gets by Korsberg, and here comes Marchbanks down the right sideline. Powick on her. Cuts to the middle. Now Korsberg. And a good play into the middle to Anderson. Anderson looking forward. Has a shot, but it's stopped by Hansen right away. Out to Powick. Powick can do nothing but clear it. Torres, a good job of getting back. All of a sudden, Pickett being pressured by Stokely. Good high pressure from Dominican. Pickett gets by everyone, though. Still dribbling, looking to get forward as a defender. Has down the line. She plays it, but it's too far. 3.5 minutes left in the game after the goal kick. Substitution now for the Red Storm. Aubrey Detmer, the freshman from Austin, Texas, coming into the game for Kimberly Thurman. The junior from Sandy, Utah. Herring with the kick. Headed away by Hansen. Now to Akita on the left side. Plays Stokely down the line. Stokely looks middle. Has Mendez. Mendez turning right. Mendez needs to play it. Gets knocked off the ball and stolen by Dixie State. Now Baptista has to work against Marchbanks on the left side. Hansen chasing with Detmer. Detmer almost gets it by her. Hansen playing on the ground and tackles enough and actually kicks it off of Detmer. Hansen with an excellent play. Under 3 minutes left in the game. It'll be Baptista's throw on the far right side, deep in their defensive half. Dixie State promptly kicks it out of bounds.
I need to go there.
Now to Akita. Akita looking to go line. Uses a bit of speed. Gets by her defender, but it goes out of bounds. Just barely. Akita definitely speedier than her defender. Just needs to get that excellent touch first now. It's played in the middle to Dixie State. Goodman looking towards the middle. She has a wide open Jamison on the right side. Defended by Powick and defended by Mendez. Plays it in the middle. Fryer gets a touch of the ball, but it's right to the offensive player, Marchbanks, on the right side. Defended by Korsberg now. It is out of bounds. The referees have to decide. They don't know. It's for Dixie State. Under 2 minutes left in the game now. Still 2-0 in favor of Dixie. The rain has stopped for a little while now. Skies haven't necessarily cleared up at all. Thomas saves it. It's into Akita. Akita has Stokely. Needs to look forward. She plays her. It's a good ball. Stokely's in. But the support from Beckstrom is there, coming all the way from her left side to kick the ball out of bounds. It'll be Dominican's throw from the left side now in their attacking half. Just over a minute left. They need two goals in a hurry. Wakita behind her to Mendez. Mendez down the line. And it's too far. It's too far forward. The turf
1 minute remaining.
Getting a bit drier as we speak, faster and faster. Not able to catch up to it. Just under a minute now. Goal kick for Dixie State. Headed by Dixie State forward. Korsberg kicks it away. It'll be Dixie State's throw-in in their defensive half now on the right side. Jamison to Korsberg, and Korsberg heads it far away. Korsberg did not seem happy with that header. 20 seconds left in the game. Headed finally inbounds this time. Wakita lets it go by her. Now to Marchbanks. Stolen away by Hansen. Into Torres. With a bit of a handball. No call, though. Her and Fryer going at it. Foul on Torres. Just 4 seconds left. That will be the game. It ends 2-0. Dixie State Red Storm over these Dominican Lady Penguins. A tough game for both sides, however. The difference was the finishing ability. Dixie State able to finish on a few of their chances, especially early. And that early goal was so vital to the momentum. Dominican really kept almost all of the possession before that first goal. And that's what an early goal can do. Take away all of the life to the other team. That's what we saw here. Dominican still fighting through the entire game, yet not able to come back. This game ends 2-0 for Dixie State. They had 9 shots while Dominican had 11. And Dominican will have to move on to their next game. Just think about the next one. That next game actually will be on the road against Fresno Pacific on Saturday, September 28th, a week from today. We will not be on the broadcast because it's in Fresno, so I won't be going there. But the next women's broadcast will be on Wednesday, October 2nd, versus Holy Names at 2 o'clock. The next women's game, at least on radio.dominican.edu. You'll have to make sure to check that out. The men's broadcast will be live here in about 30 minutes. Have to stay tuned for that. Dixie State is a very, very good men's program, yet Dominican looking to come back from their loss last game against Point Loma. Some exciting stuff going on at Kennelly Field. We will be back in about 35 minutes. I'm Jordan Smith, and you are listening to radio.dominican.edu.